This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The cooler weather of the past week has really brought out the squirrel hunters and the anglers, and it seems like both are finding success. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, squirrel hunting, typically not even going on yet because of the heat, is going pretty strong, and squirrel hunters are finding success throughout the area. There seems to be plenty of squirrels and plenty of ground containing these squirrels. So the squirrel hunt's going strong, and local fishing, it too has been quite good. It appears that we're catching all types of fish, catfish primarily the best bite probably. We're catching them in every local lake and river and pond and stream. Anywhere that's got catfish, they're biting. And the bluegill bite, it's going well as well. Crickets, red worms producing good catches of bluegill. The largemouth bass, a morning and evening affair, and most days it's been pretty good on both ends, in the morning and in the evening. So we do have some pretty good fishing to report. We also have a couple of new legislative bills that have been approved that we can clue you in on a bit. Senate Bill 50 was recently approved. This law allows veterans to complete an online portion of their hunter safety requirements in Illinois to receive a hunter safety card without having to take the field portion of the course. To obtain the hunter safety card, the veteran will have to provide the department with an online education certification as well as military verification. They say it basically allows veterans to count service to country as part of their hunter education requirement. There's no doubt that our veterans have received extensive firearms training and certainly understand safe firearm practices. They do need to learn about certain issues like tree stand safety that are covered by the online course. And House Bill 1003 is becoming law immediately. This bill changed the definition of deer and turkey baiting in order to more clearly define deer and turkey baiting. As part of the original bill, it was interpreted that pure water was included in bait. So if a farmer set out water tanks for his cattle, that was more of a baiting thing according to the old law. Now it is no longer that pure water is no longer considered bait. And House Bill 1651 also takes effect immediately. This allows for the shooting of fur-bearing mammal with a shotgun loaded with a deer slug. The new law allows for someone to shoot a coyote with a deer slug. Previously, the law allowed the shooting of coyotes with any firearm except a shotgun with deer slugs. And sling bows are a new thing coming on. They're very much like a slingshot, but they're rigged for shooting an arrow, effective immediately and supported by the Central Illinois Tribal Council. This law basically approves the device manufactured by this group. The DNR is supportive of this legislation to allow for the expansion of bow fishing opportunities in the state. Sling bow is basically, as we said, a slingshot with a built-in arrow rest, and the device is capable of shooting an arrow. And an effort to control wanton waste. That's the reasoning behind Senate Bill 1620. According to the law taking effect January 1st, hunters will now be required to use all of the usable parts of an animal. According to folks at the Department of Natural Resources, some 18% of the poachers' hotline calls were due to dumped animal carcasses. Until the passage of this law, it was not illegal for a hunter to shoot an animal and leave it in the field. This legislation requires the hunter to use the edible parts of the animal, which are defined by law, as long as they are safe for human consumption. In the case of white-tailed deer, this includes the front shoulders and rear hams. Still, hunters taking pheasants, quail, doves, as well as migratory waterfowl like ducks and geese may still breast out the birds without concern. So we do have some laws there. They're not too difficult to understand, and I don't think they'll really affect any of the sportsmen out there, primarily due to those unsportsmanlike conduct. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back and look at fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages.
Do you have something to buy, sell, or trade? Well, then the WSMI Trading Post is for you. It's like shopping without leaving your house.
I have a large reptile cage. I'm looking to buy pigeons. Up to 100 of them.
And I want to thank you. I sold that metal patio set I had.
You got to provide your own reptile, though?
Yeah, my reptile's not going with it.
Catch the Post weekdays at 9:45 on WSMI AM 1540.
Okay, we're back, and we have an unbelievable summer crappie bite going on at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs right now. Down at Wren Lake, where the bite is probably even the best, the crappie bite is quite good. The summer pattern's in place. Summertime fishing on Wren usually means catching a lot of fish, but the need to sort through a lot of small ones to keep some of the better ones. The summer has been good so far for producing big fish, and maybe it's the cooler temperatures or just the fact that Wren Lake is producing bigger and better fish every year. The bite is primarily on stake beds and brush piles in the main lake. A lot of these beds are loaded with fish, but expect to catch a lot of small fish along with the good ones. Jigs and minnows seem to be working equally well, and if you're fishing from the bank, try fishing the Sailboat Harbor Ramp or the docks at Wren Lake Resort. And at Wren, the catfish bite is also quite good. Main lake drifting is the most popular technique right now. Pick a spot, cast some lines out, and let them drag on the bottom as you drift across the lake. It really doesn't matter where you're drifting. The key is to play the wind and let it push you across the main lake. If you have an east wind, start at the Wren Lake Resort or the Sailboat Harbor and let it push you west. If you have a west wind, start at the Jackie Branch or Sandusky Branch and let it push you east. You will catch fish. All types of live baits, cut shad, leeches, shrimp, night crawlers, all working. If you're still fishing, commercial baits are working well. The bass are in their summer pattern at Wren. They're being caught in shallow bushes and laydowns in about 2 to 4 feet of water, pitching soft plastics and spinner baits. Black and blue jigs are a good choice. The fish are transitioning to the rocks and being caught on crankbaits as well. And the bluegill are being caught in shallow water along the rocks. Regular old worms are working great. Try fishing shallow under the rocks, near the rocks under the Gun Creek Bridge and the Sailboat Harbor Bridge for some of the better action. At Carlisle Lake right now, largemouth bass are rated fair in the main lake, being caught on crankbaits along the rocks and near the wood. The catfish bite is very good. They're being caught primarily by anglers drift fishing with bait shrimp or still fishing with cheese baits, night crawlers, and cut shad. The crappie bite, it's good. As we mentioned, these lakes got some pretty good crappie action right now. Hearing quite a few of these fish being caught along the rocks. The cooler weather may be bringing them in. And white bass are very good. With the cooler weather, they're seeing a lot of whites being caught along the sandbanks and rock points. Slab spoons or little George's couple with curly tails are producing well. And in one of the hot spots, tail waters at Carlisle Lake. White bass are rated excellent. They were being caught on rooster tails with a curly tail tied on off on a loop about a foot or a foot and a half above it. Night fishermen are using submersible lights and minnows and tying off on the buoys. Seen quite a few nice hybrid bass caught here as well, stripers. Some very good catfish, shad, night crawlers, and cheese baits seem to be doing the trick here. And the crappie bite rated very good in the tail waters. Most crappie are coming from the spillway and being caught on minnows. And the sauger action has slowed a bit. They're rated fair, but they're still being caught, maybe not as good as they were a few weeks ago, a bit more hit and miss now. And at Lake Shelbyville, water temperatures are falling here a bit too. They're right near the 80-degree mark, and the lake is still dropping several inches a day. Last week's very unusual weather slowed the crappie bite on the north end, but to the mid-lake south, it's really going strong. Try using a slip bobber and minnow set at the proper depth. You need to see them, have them set right above the branches on some of these main lake trees. You might need to put a little traffic on the bobber until the boat traffic picks up and does it for you. The white bass here, they're still playing hard to get, as are the largemouth. The crappie fishing, however, has been quite good, and you can catch quite a few crappie. We don't know what to think about the white bass right now. They should turn on at any time. So if you're a cat fisherman, you can also catch good numbers of catfish at Lake Shelbyville as well. Okay, we're going to wrap things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.